The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Mr. Antonio Prescott, as per usual, joining us this morning inside your car care segment.
Recording in progress.
Oh, right. Inside your car care segment for this morning. Antonio is a lecturer at CTS College, and he's also a car salesman, understanding the intricacies and ins and outs when it comes to motor vehicle care. Good morning to you, Antonio. How are you this morning?
Baby, I'm great. And yourself?
Well, a bit under the weather, but you know, we're fighting with it now, boy. Fighting the Christmas flu, boy. You know, it's every time around Christmas time, people tend to get... That seems to be happening this morning. So good morning and welcome back to, of course, the segment is one that is repeated on Freedom every Wednesday. You can join us for car care. It is the Christmas season. And we want to, you know, as we're getting closer to the end of the year, remind persons of some of the things that we discussed earlier this year, and also give you some updates as to it relates to the ticket pricing out there, what is happening on the nation roads, and some car care tips as well. So for the Christmas season, you know, what are some of the norms that you have noticed over the years, Antonio, as a driver on the road, that takes place around Christmas that you want, that you feel necessary, that you want to advise motorists to, you know, distance themselves from?
Definitely the hustle and bustle. Mm. I see a lot of people on the road. Yes, they have to get from point A to point B to point C and do so many things around the Christmas period. But you cannot rush anyone, because at the end of the day, just one off turn or one off going into a major road and not looking left or right can cause an accident, can cause you your entire Christmas spending. And also we see persons drinking. Drinking is good if it is that you have your ride share, or if it is you have someone who could drive for you, but the drinking and driving that cause lives, not just your life, but someone else's life. And I think that persons should be mindful of that, because we know Christmas time, a friend might invite you free rum, as they say, when rum done, friend done, and then you leave to go home and then something happen and it could be fatal. So that's two things that I would like to mention about around this time, Christmas time.
And that also increases the likelihood of persons violating the law and committing traffic offenses, traffic violations. All right. I want to advise persons that for those of you that live on the East-West Corridor, the priority bus route, be very careful. It's still $2,000. Antonio, what part of the island you live?
Trinity.
Well, you know what's going on. I mean, we have three routes to get into Port of Spain or traverse to and from. We have the main road, the priority bus route, and the highway. We know the traffic congestion we face on the highway, so it's very tempting to run down the route if you're driving. The main road could be backlogged for hours, but be mindful that the traffic wardens, there's a special team assigned to the traffic wardens to, you know, to join the glorified bus route security, known as the transit police now.
Since when it is it raised to 2,000 on that bus route, I haven't been on that bus route to take any chance from point A to point B, because to pay $2,000 just going on the bus route to ease traffic congestion, it's not making any sense. When it was $200, which was many years ago, I could have taken that chance, but not now.
Yeah, now it's a bit more, boy.
Yeah.
Some people
have 5 and 10 tickets on their name and keep on going, like, I don't understand. Some people just don't like traffic.
That boy. I is one of them. I don't like traffic, but I ain't going and pay that $2,000, boy.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go on the bus route, I'll take a maxi. So, with that being said, let's talk a little bit about, let's revisit some of the things that we talked about. Let's talk about new cars versus foreign used cars, and, you know, when it comes to value, sedans versus SUVs, and all these things.
Well, let me ask something, Davey. Is it okay to mention about a brand name? Because I have a story that I want to mention.
I don't see why not. Once is a good story.
All right, sure, no problem. So, a friend of mine, she bought a Mazda CX-3. The vehicle is approximately, let's say, 4 months and some days counting.
Mm.
And she went to service like maybe 3 weeks ago at Mazda showroom in Port of Spain. And after the service, when it is that she locked the steering left to right, she was getting a knocking on the steering.
Mm.
So she went to Mazda said that it's 8 bolts on top of the engine that needs to be tightened. They mentioned that that is a manufacturer defect. And for some reason, they said that the manufacturers, they don't have the proper tool to tighten those 8 bolts. And they have the tool locally in Mazda here, and they tighten it. And after that, okay, still getting a play on the steering. So we went back to Mazda, we told them, you know, what could be the issue. And they said that maybe the vehicle needs to align, and they don't do any alignment. And the thing about it is that, how could you purchase a new vehicle and have an issue like that? And then the distributor, which is Southern Sales, is telling you that the manufacturer don't have the correct tool to tighten the bolts, and they are the one who actually build a car which will have more experience and know-how than the distributor themselves. So to me, that was nonsensical.
How could you be bringing a particular brand of vehicle into the country, not have the tools to deal with the vehicle in the event of something, and also trained technicians in those fields? That I am in a state of bewilderment with that. I've heard some stories, but we'll keep it as generic as we possibly can. Hello, good morning.
Give a blessing to you and your family. I'm a Mazda guy. Now, if it has a defect on manufacturers, then I would have a recall. So that's a very rare case. First time I hear a complaint about Mazda, top of the line vehicle. Toyota was the best. Now them gone through. Mazda is number one. But here's the thing. Why didn't the company give the man a replacement to use for the time being? I find that's ridiculous, and a lot of companies just do that. They're supposed to get a replacement for you and get the vehicle, because the name going to be stinking all over the place. So give the man a replacement and also fix the man vehicle. Yeah, boy, David, hold it on.
All right. You know, as we stay away from, you know, really getting into the companies.
Okay.
One can note that when it comes to conversations surrounding vehicles, I have heard some horror stories. I'll be very honest. I've heard some horror stories where there was one particular company that sold a vehicle to a good neighbor of mine, and there was a challenge with the braking system. They drove out the showroom, turned onto the roadway, and when they were driving, as they came onto Ryson Road, turned onto the highway, the lady, you know, traffic, mashed the gas. Mashed the brake, sorry, the braking system. And it did not hold. And she ran into the back of another vehicle. It was proven, only listen to me, that it was a manufacturer's default. Or the vehicle did have a braking systematic problem. It was not the driver. Because when the driver mashed, the vehicle did not hold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The vehicle did not hold. They took it back. They checked the braking system. The braking system, when, you know, it's like going to the dentist, right? There's a true story, yeah? It's like going to the dentist. Your tooth hurting here. You get to the dentist, and then it stopped hurting.
So the dentist don't know exactly
which one you're trying to. So you had a way to tell him, and then, right. So, you know. Yeah. So when they got into the company and they mashed the brakes are in the area, or the testing area, it held.
Right.
But then they say, so this is not our fault. This is not, there's the driver. And there was an argument. The man say, well, I'm not taking back this car. Well, you have to give me a new car. Because this is not what happened. I was sitting in the vehicle. She mashed the brakes, and the vehicle was still moving. And I'm watching my wife foot on the brakes. So he's giving me this horror story. But what happened, here's the part that mashed me up. It's okay to refute the driver and say, well, the driver lie. Because in the company, when you're mashing it, it's holding. So he refused to take it. So they say, well, the vehicle, they had to move the vehicle now from where they did the testing to park it, because it's anyway, the man ain't taking the vehicle to carry it no way, or let it fix it, or let it get a new vehicle, whatever. When they finally go to remove the vehicle now, the technicians, the company had to move the vehicle because the man walk out. He go and look for lawyers. But he's still wrong. You know, when they removed the vehicle, thankfully the technician wasn't driving hard. You know, he removed the vehicle and mashed the brakes. You saw the brake slide come on, but the vehicle's still moving.
Crazy. Crazy.
The horror. So then they realized there is a braking system now. So it's proven, right? Because the company's personnel is backing the vehicle out. They're reversing. They reversed it. It held. So they're trying to turn to put it on the other side because there's argument. And when he was mashing, the vehicle wasn't holding. So the brake light come on. You're seeing the brake light on because you know the person applied the brakes.
Yeah.
But the vehicle is still moving. And then it eventually rolled to a stop. He applied the handbrakes.
You see?
Here is the... Let me get the final kicker. So you will think that after they realize, but wait, no boy, this brake's really not holding. They accept that now, right? It's okay. Let me check it now, something wrong. Because the man say, but no, look, I mash. Everybody see the brakes like, come on, but the car's still moving. So they realize, okay, you mashing brakes? Yeah. So all right, no brakes. Well, here's what's happening next. Let's say, they paid $100,000 TT for this brand new vehicle, drove it out of the showroom. You know what the car dealership is telling the person? They just drove out, turned onto the Rising Road, and it happened on the highway. And then the highway, as you pass the lighthouse, heading, you might be now past the Makoya Market, right around there, as you pass that area there, it happened. So they're not too far from Port of Spain. When they went back, it is being said that the vehicle depreciated the moment you drove out of here. So if you paid $100,000 for the vehicle, we cannot give you a new vehicle. We'll have to repair this. Yeah, we have to repair this. You could imagine that. They're telling him he had to get this happened. He's still driving the vehicle because in Trinidad, to afford an attorney, you had your money up front. We don't have attorneys that will say, if you win, we win together. So
they want their money up front, as I said. And you wouldn't believe when it is that they finish with the vehicle, the same CX3 Mazda. And the guy handed me the keys, he mentioned, he said, do you all have a lawyer? Because if you all have a lawyer, just serve them a lawyer letter and everything will be all right. So that means that something customary that is happening there. And
So what I discovered, because it was a brand new vehicle, and I really saw the bunks. The bunks was on the left-hand side of the vehicle. And I seen this man driving a brand new car and this car bunks up so, boy. I thought that a couple of years later. It's only recently I got to find out the horror story that he and his wife went through. I wouldn't call the name of the vehicle. We'd stay away from calling the names of companies and vehicles this morning. But I am telling you, the man, it was discovered that there's a defect on the brand new vehicle. Now, remember what I told you, right? They would have had to drive out the showroom. They would have had to I want to walk people through the story, Antonio. They would have had to apply brakes to turn onto the roadway. They turn onto the roadway, heading towards Rison Road. They would have had to apply brakes then to get onto. So all that time, the system is not working properly, but the vehicle is moving at a particular pace. So it's easy. It's applied. They didn't pick up. But driving on the highway, apply the braking system to slow down, did not hold. They drove the vehicle back, slowly. They brought it back to the dealership. That same moment after, they went to the police station because a report had to be made. But they brought it to the dealership. And the wife went, because she was the driver, she went to the station, make her report, and met the husband back at the dealership. And when that happened, is when the argument erupted. Because when they drove it in, they felt the brakes. It applied. Everything stopped normal. So they're saying it's not their fault. But in moving the vehicle, again, it happened. So this thing seemed to be happening periodically in intervals.
Correct.
It happened. And when that happened, they agreed, okay, yeah, we have a problem with the brakes. It is a problem. They test it. They do some more testing. They realize it's a braking problem with the system. But then they're now saying We cannot give you a brand new vehicle because that vehicle depreciated. So the $100,000 that you would have spent for the vehicle and the depreciation, you wouldn't like to know the percentage.
Not 90.
You ain't getting a 10% depreciation. Eh? Yeah. It is terrible. Let me take... Now, guys, stay away from calling people's names this morning. Eh? Telling all you. Let me take and see what you have to say.
Morning, Davey. Good discussion. What I think is that is where viewer standards or consumer protection comes in there to help. I had a problem like that some years ago, and I took it to consumer protection and was sorted out. I got full refund. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. So people don't know, you know,
about their rights.
About their rights.
Yeah.
And somebody says one company, they agree that certain vehicle is good, but the support and services in a mess. And
as well too. Many brands, we're not calling any brand name anymore, but many brands that you want to purchase,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the parts for them. So it's not to say T or N or this or that have parts. Many of them just having new models and no parts. You come, you have an issue, you need a side mirror, they have to order it. And the same thing that they're doing, you can do by ordering your own stuff as well too. So it's just very ridiculous in this market. So I want persons to know that don't feel because you purchase a brand new vehicle that you wouldn't encounter an issue. So if you could get a foreign used vehicle at a very low mileage, it is not far from a brand new vehicle and you may be saving some good money per se. So that's something people need to know and understand, that some companies, just certain brands, have manufacturer defects, and the customer service and that some an aftercare service is not there as you may want it to be.
Outside of that, sometimes you buy brand new and the price you're paying for it, I can tell you, one SUV that I was looking to purchase a few years back, showroom price, brand new, 4x2. 4x2.
Not 4x4. Yeah, 4x2. Four by two.
Took me and was going to see me out of pocket in the range of $382,789.
Wow.
4x2. The 4x4 was $486,000. That is almost half a million, eh?
Yeah.
For this particular brand of vehicle that I was looking at. I went to a foreign used car dealership. Now, I looked at the features at the new car dealership. And then I went to a foreign used car dealership that also deals with new vehicles. And when I looked at the price, Antonio, for the 4x4, remember I told you in the new car dealership, the 4x4 was the 4x4 was 486,000 plus, right? Then you had to add VAT to that. You had to add insurance and all these things. It was crossing half a million. The 4x4 at the used car dealership that brings in new vehicles for sale as well, with even more features, price was $368,000.
So that's over 100.
And like the 4x4.
Yeah.
The 4x2 that company had. They didn't have any in stock at the time, but they said they can bring it, and if they do, you can get it at a price of $293,000. The 4x2. Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say something about the drug bust this morning in Chagaramas. Did you all see that?
Oh, no, we're dealing with car care this morning. We didn't reach there yet.
Oh, okay, no problem. When they talk about it, I'll call.
But there's a drug bust? There's a drug bust?
Yeah, they had a drug bust in Chagaramas. And, Alexander and everybody was there.
Yeah.
I realized,
I seen it,
yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, I realized the radar was working really good. So we have, so you know, we seeing something now, and the US backing me up. But let me just hope, like, you know, it continue like this. I want to give to the Naval Defense Force a big up there because they do real good work there.
All right, bless cool. Yeah. So one text is saying, what about companies that don't want to give you the part number so you can order it for yourself? That is another challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's unfair because you don't have the part in stock. You have to order the part and you have a ridiculous price for that part. But the customer already purchased the vehicle. At least give them the part number and say, well, okay, no problem. You can purchase the part, you know, for yourself. So that's something that you need to research, go by a mechanic, see if you could get the part number for you and you order your part, because you could be able to get your part even maybe quicker than the company because they may be ordering so many parts and sometimes they even forget to order the part the particular date that they said that they would order it. But you know what's crazy as well too, Davey, is that you will purchase a brand new car. They will say when you reach like approximately 4,000 or 5,000 kilometers to come in to service the vehicle. And your first service fee can be something within the range of 1,000 to 1,700. And all these people may do is just change your oil and oil filter, and that's it. And some even say ridiculously that you need to change your air filter, and the air filter costs 400, 700, when you could go to the parts place and maybe pay $50, $70 for an air filter. So I don't like how companies operate with customers when it comes to a brand new vehicle under a year and the service fee that they charge.
You know, and not only that, the thing about it is you have to service with the company because at the end of the day, it voids your warranty if you don't, and rightfully so. So I want to encourage persons that buy brand new vehicles, do not, I repeat, do not, and Antonio as my teacher can guide me if I'm saying anything wrong, do not service the vehicle for yourselves or by another mechanic if your car is under warranty.
Warranty, correct.
Do not do it.
If they want, Davey, after a year, and they could maybe go and service, because remember, you're paying an installment, you're paying insurance yearly, and then the service fee is about the kilometers and not necessarily about months. So if you're driving a lot, you could be going every 3 months to service, and it's a bit dented in the pocket. So it's up to you, but if you're under warranty, do not go and service externally. But if after a year and you realize that the vehicle may be 4x4, which maybe give you a new like 5-10 years without any issues, maybe you could decide after a year you want to go elsewhere. Up to you, optional. But
no,
but
man, let that decision be one where your warranty is now up. Meaning the company will tell you, you must service with us for, I know one company tell you 24 months. All right, 24 months, yeah. They tell you. Some 3 years. But whatever it is, sacrifice and do it. Because failing to do that, and something goes wrong, you do not have a leg to stand on. They can easily say that the mechanic you went by interfered with something that they shouldn't interfere with, and you had a right to bring it back to the company because this vehicle is under warranty. You do not want to mess with your warranty. That is critical, crucial piece of advice. Yes, it's a bit expensive because, as Antonio said, the mileage is every 5,000 kilometers or every 3 months, which one comes first, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So every 5,000 km or every 3 months, 5,000 kilometers, but they tell you come in and change your oil. Go and change it. Or you could drive 5,000 kilometers in a month and a half or 2 months.
You know something, Davey?
Mm-hmm.
Someone cried a vehicle to service, and they changed their oil, the company that is, and also they said that your air filter needs to be changed. But when the customer saw the air filter, they realized that the air filter is extremely clean, and the customer said no, because they wanted to charge the customer $700 to change the air filter. And the hurtful part about it is that they write in the report, customer failed to replace air filter. So it's like you automatically voiding your warranty as time go by.
Yeah.
So I don't know how someone could overcome that hurdle. So it's very meticulous when you're dealing with warranty and company.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever they say, they want you to spend.
Yeah, it is. It's unfair in some instances because depending on your check, your service check, how often do you change plugs in a vehicle, Antonio?
Plugs in a vehicle, it based on driving as well too. But I would say a new brand vehicle, it could be after a year and a half. Sometimes it based on too, if the vehicle has just been sit down, because if a vehicle has not been driven for approximately 2 to 3 months, the plugs could become wet. And when the plugs become wet, you realize that the vehicle is failing to start or they have a hard start. And that is where now you would have to change the plugs. So it's based on driving, but I would say annually.
Annually. All right. It's annually, once the engine is working properly, it doesn't burn the tips of the plugs. And right. you should be able to change your plugs. I don't know why some of these voice notes not loading, but you know, as it relates to the challenges of buying a foreign used car versus new, which one is more economic? Would you say sedan or SUV?
I believe with our nation's roads right now, and suspension-wise, and suspension obviously will be costly because it's ends, it's shocks and so forth, and SUV. Because driving a sedan in our nation roads, I find that it's so unfortunate because just driving up the highway heading east in the proximity of Grand Bazaar, it had a hole in the road. And
when yeah, I was boy. Driving,
literally, I was like, what craziness is this?
Yeah.
I swear on the main road. So I think that persons right now with how our roads are, an SUV or 4x4 is the best way to go.
Wow, you are correct. You are correct. You are correct. I don't disagree with that at all. 100K to 150K. Good morning to you, Kadeem. Kind of lost. All right. So the advice is clear as it relates to car maintenance and brand new versus foreign use. Now, remind our listening audience about the foreign use, there was something I wanted to ask you with relates. How can one know what's different grades when you're purchasing a foreign used car? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
With reference to changing your plug in a new car, I just heard your guest there saying it should be annual. That is not true at all, at all. I have a car, SUV, that is over 5 years, seeing is believing. Impossible but true, and the plugs never touched. And my mechanic say you don't need to change that plugs in a new car every year, then something is definitely wrong if you have to do that. So I'm only referring now to practical experience. I could bring it, you can see it, you can drive it.
But let me ask you, how often do you drive?
Every day.
Okay.
And I'm driving all over the country, not only within the environment. All over, and I mean all over St. Patrick, you know, all over. So this thing about changing the plug probably depends on the car you own or the car you bought.
Okay.
And I want to add to you and congratulate you this morning on your program. We need more of this kind of program and allow people to call in and share the experience. Knowledge is power only when applied. Please, this is lovely program. We have more of this. Cut the politics out of the thing and go into different aspects of our lives. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And that
I
is...
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Obviously, it will be brand of vehicle. Like one vehicle brand T, parts don't change in that vehicle often. So it will be based on the type of vehicle. Maybe the caller have a 4x4. So a 4x4, you wouldn't have to change plugs annually. So
well,
it varies.
Without calling the brand, you know, and then there are some vehicles that when you buy it, parts definitely will hold out for a number of years. It's expected to. The type of European brand vehicle it is, you know. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
in relation to the plug changing, I have an 80 wagon, right? Mm-hmm. A PDP. And it's over 4 years now. I haven't changed it, and it's working normal. No problem at all. Thanks very much.
All right. I appreciate that. If you get any more calls to share your experiences. Now, with the 80 wagons, I mean, they're fairly decent vehicles. I don't know if it's a Y12. What's the different types they have?
Yeah, so Y11, Y12. Y11 is basically like an Almera, but it's stronger than what you expect. They call that the market vehicle, Y11, because it can hold anything. And when you fall down that seat, you could literally cry a door, a fridge, anything like that.
You serious? So,
yeah, definitely. And what callers have to understand, right? And this based on experience, because my brother, he is a mechanic, right? And it's based on brand of plugs as well, too. You could purchase the EV. Hear what I'm saying? I want people to understand this, and I go in die hard with what I'm going to say. You could purchase brand new plugs from a parts place, and within 6 months, those plugs can go bad.
Not only that,
and I would want to mention this too, just like an...
the coil pack.
Coil pack as well, but this as well too, in terms of the gas tank. Oh gosh, what's it again?
The pump, the float?
Yeah, the fuel pump. I purchased personally about 4 to 5 fuel pumps, and I purchased a Bosch fuel pump, and that fuel pump went within 3 to 4 months. So I want people to understand what they're saying. Yes, it may be last for you for a lengthy time, but other brands and other people's experience is different. So I want to hear callers mention about fuel pump, and if it is fuel pump lasts 4 years or 5 years. I want to hear callers.
Well, with that, with that being said, I can't disagree the brand, because another thing too, you may buy I have experienced it. I had a JK, J31, and I found when I changed the coil pack, I went to the scrapyard, and I was getting a foreign used coil pack at 400 for one, right. 350. Mm-hmm. And I go to the, you know, aftermarket parts dealership, and I get a whole box with four.
Yeah.
For 250, 300, when I was paying for one. And I bought it, change all. And the coil pack's blue within... Yeah.
You need to purchase foreign used coil pack.
So when you buy, I mean... Hello, good morning. Yes, good morning. All right, call me back. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Davy.
Good morning.
Morning to you, good gentlemen. Great program as usual.
Thank you.
Now, what we have here, people may not know, we have a mechanical and electrical. We have where a lot of suppliers here buy more, I would say, inferior products, package them nicely in the same kind of box. Similar looking box, etc. Right? And if you don't get original manufactured part, they don't ever last. Similar to coil pack, similar to, you'll see they even have NGK plugs. It's not original NGK plugs. And that's a problem we have here in this country, including electrical for people who doing wiring. That was discussed in your program already with me. When you had the fireman, you used to be in your program. People have to be very concerned and careful where the product line coming from, because we have a lot of dealers and suppliers here who have a lot of inferior products where they package at their own international warehouse packaging agencies, and the products don't ever last. Thank you and have a great day. Nice program as usual. People listen to these things, you always learn on a daily basis. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. And I mean, that's what the program is about. Every Wednesday, you can join us for Car Care with Antonio Prescott and yours truly, Davy Murray, on the Rumble. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Brother Davy, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Brother Davy, a lot of importers in the country, right? They are looking for the fastest way to make money. So what they're doing, they're buying a part that is not set up standard. I'll tell you why I say that. If you buy a suspension part that's supposed to mark 555 is the next best, the original. you will know the original, the next best to the original, because of the way it's stamped. The inferior one, the stamp is not so clean and clear for you to see. And you buy these inferior parts, brand new from a part shop, pay a mechanic to install it in your vehicle, get the vehicle aligned, whatever the case may be. And in a matter of 3 months, it goes because of the road condition. You see, we have Japan, where you get the original parts from. Then you have Singapore. Singapore is the country that makes the knockoffs. And a lot of the suppliers in our country who bring in car parts tend to lean to Singapore because the parts is way cheaper, because there's no standard set.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell people this much. Yes, I'm a mechanic, right? I went away and studied to be a mechanical engineer. I will tell people this. If you feel that you are getting ripped off in such a way with your mechanic, go with your mechanic to the part shop and go with him to purchase the said part, and let the mechanic identify the Singapore one to the Japanese one. And you will see the big difference, because, yes, everybody's calling this morning and talking about plugs and coil pack and whatever. Yes, they are talking the honest truth. But the suppliers and them are the ones to be pointing the fingers at, because they are bringing a cheap part and selling it for big money, and it's not lasting in your hand. Keep the good program up, Brother Davey, and all the best for the season.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. And Antonio, thank you very much. I'm getting a lot. I drive every day, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The vehicle works perfectly. And this is a foreigner that sent me this message. I haven't replaced the spark plugs in 5 years because there's no reason to. And this is a particular brand of vehicle as well, a Pro 4X. I don't want to call any name, the brand of the vehicle. But,
and that's the next thing.
But it had.
Yeah, they're in foreign, and us here locally, it's two different ball games, because they would have a whole different brand of parts, cars that will suit the roads and everything, compared to us here, which it's tropical. It will be different because we having cars that coming into our country that not suiting our climate, but then it's something that being heavily sold. That comes just like when we think about like appliances as well. It have appliances that tropicalize, and then appliances that will only be suited for the cold temperatures. So that's something that we have to take in consideration, Davey.
And I want to say, thank Antonio, thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. You have been inspirational as usual. I'll catch you next week is Christmas Eve?
Correct, yeah.
Well,
so I don't know.
We talking Christmas Eve, mate? What's wrong with you? We only people radio. Radio don't close, you know? Radio don't close, boy. We working next week. Antonio, have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Take care, buddy.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.